open field, 20, 50, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul. You know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think, and it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have, and if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Hello, everybody. Great to have you with us on this Monday as we start the second week of the month of July right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. I'm Michael Rega, in for the vacationing Vic Carucci all week long, and I'm sure that Vic is in some tropical paradise sunning himself and gathering maybe some liquid refreshment from those that he needs to wait on him, because he's got to have this well-deserved vacation for the next couple of weeks. And we're delighted. We're delighted to be in Vic's chair and in front of the microphone while Vic gets ready. And I'm sure he's got all his X's and O's out and getting his game plans ready. Because as we greet you tonight, and again, delighted to be in your company on Cleveland Browns Daily. As you know, on the television side on Sports Time Ohio, I do the post game show after the games, and always around the Browns during the course of practice and a regular season, preseason, and with training camp beginning. Do you believe that? Are you looking at the calendar? What, July 10th today? July 9th, actually. Tomorrow, July 10th. 2 weeks from tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen. 2 weeks from tomorrow. Pat Shurmur and his coaching staff will assemble all of the rookies on Tuesday the 24th in Berea. They'll get them through orientation. Then on Wednesday the 26th, the veterans come in. And by the weekend, 2 weeks in advance of that first preseason game. Yeah, so it's that close. 1 month away. You'll have the whole squad in Berea as the battle for positional security begins. And year number two of the Pat Shurmur and his coaching staff regime will kick in. And it's a lot different than year number one. We're going to have a lot of fun all week long, as I said. Can't wait to allow you to hear to a lot of the very, very, not only special guests, but those that have such a voluminous mindset about the Cleveland Browns and the NFL and this organization. And of course, coming up on the show tonight, that'll start with, as I like to refer to him, the quarterback for Boardman, Ohio, number 19, but always number one in everybody's hearts. Bernie Kosar will join us tonight, as he always does, here on Cleveland Browns Daily on Mondays. And then a little bit later on, we will hear from a guy that, listen, he's been around Cleveland for a long time, and you check him out in the Cleveland Plain Dealer and on Cleveland.com, and always omnipresent on the sports scene. And that is Dennis Maniloff. And I've got some very pointed questions I want to get into with Dennis with regard to some of the media feel for this upcoming season right here on Cleveland Browns Daily.
And a reminder, as always, you can ask. Now, this week it won't be Ask Vic. You can ask Reg. It's driven by Liberty Ford. Just log on to the Browns official Facebook and official Twitter pages and post your questions, and Michael will be reading them all week long.
Yep, that's what we're going to do. That voice you just heard, our show producer, David DiNatale. Always good to be around David, who's got his pulse on everything Cleveland Browns, and of course, the lovely and talented Danielle Lavelli, our coordinating producer. Danielle, if I just gave you a raise or a title bump up, you deserve it. Danielle Lavelli, the coordinating producer of Cleveland Browns Daily. What do you say we take a look? Let's start on the Twitter side, right? Because everybody asks me, it's yours, right, guy? What, Michael? Why do you feel so enthused and so excited about what the Cleveland Browns are doing this year? Right off the top, to me. And I love the fact that Mike Holmgren came out, Tom Heckert came out and said, this football team needs to take a significant jump, a significant step forward. Now, they didn't attach a win total to that, nor should they, but we know what that means. You've got to take a significant jump. You've got to become relevant again so that you, the Cleveland Browns fan base, feel that in what's being assembled here, has opportunity to be a sustained playoff team, not just a one-hit wonder. And there's so many of those around the National Football League that we know, and I'm going to get into that a little bit later on in the show as well. So that's, for me, year three drafts for Tom Heckert. This system that I believe that we're going to get into with Bernie Kosar, that from a theory and philosophy standpoint, is going to take strong steps this year. And that's why I'm enthused. That's why I'm excited. And that's why I'm looking forward to seeing how this will come together. Craig, let's start with some of the Twitter questions. Craig on Twitter asked, hey, Michael, are the Browns feeling confident for the coming season? Craig, yeah. I mean, to me, again, you know why? I got to say this off top because it ties in to what I just mentioned with regard to the way Tom Heckert has gone about his drafts to put together his football team. Now, number one, everybody looks at the first rounders and even the second rounders. And we know that that can be filled with pratfalls, right? We know that in the history of the Cleveland Browns, in the history of every organization in the NFL. But the thing I like about what Heckert's done is if you look at rounds 4, 5, and 6, I consider that as much the lifeblood, even 7, the lifeblood moving forward of your organization. Think about this. When guys are drafted in rounds 4, 5, 6, and 7, they're not drafted to come in and be impact guys and starters on either side of the ball. Quite to the contrary. You look at a guy and say, can't Tom Heckert and his personnel people say, can this guy come in, back up, and contribute with an eye on moving forward and possibly taking over a starting role someday and be a strong contributor in most cases among the position players on special teams? And I think that he's done a very solid job of that when you look at young men Jason Pinkston from last year, like Buster Screen from last year, an Eric Hag in what he has an opportunity to do this year. To me, those areas are the lifeblood. The lifeblood. I mean that, even superseding possibly. We know what your ones and twos are being asked to do, but can you get there with the middle rounds to the late rounds of your draft? And I think the Browns had to build depth, they had to improve team speed, and they had to give everybody a reason to believe that it's going to sustain going forward. And just we'll get into it all week long, a lot of the reasons why, that I do feel good about that. It is the lifeblood of what you're doing, and now it's got to manifest itself. And how can it start to do that? We're going to get into that with Boardman, Ohio's number 19, Bernie Kosar. BK is coming up next. We're just getting rolling on this Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily. Michael Regae in all week long for Vic Carucci. Stick and stay. Bernie Kosar right around the corner. It's next when we get back.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and lease for only $169 a month, or get 0% for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion Stone.
In the world of B2B commerce, a lot can happen between that first B and the second. That's why First Merit Merchant Services is ready for anything. With a full range of support services from fraud monitoring to chargeback mitigation, your business can easily grow and change and grow some more. And if you sign up now, we'll waive your setup fee too. For more information, call 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to quick to take a move.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get to quick to take a move.
If your air conditioner broke down, would you call an expert auctioneer?
Don, open up the air conditioner now. Can I get a wrench? Looking for a wrench, looking in the toolbox for a wrench. Screwdriver, got a screwdriver.
Yeah, no. You'd call the real air conditioning experts, service experts. You'll get a written 100% satisfaction guarantee. And right now, get a free service call with any repair. Call Service Experts Heating and Air Conditioning at 866-EXPERTS. That's 866-EXPERTS. Or visit serviceexperts.com. Visit serviceexperts.com for license information.
Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR. Your guest host for this week, Michael Reagan.
All right, David DiNatelli, we appreciate that. And again, thrilled that all of you have dropped by on what's not as a sultry and sticky summer's evening anymore. Last week, wow. Wow, temperature dialed up over 100 degrees. I was thinking about the Browns getting the pads and helmets on and having to go. And some coaches love that. Great day to work, a lot of coaches will say. Speaking of coaches, you can join Mike Holmgren for the second annual Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally. The big show on July 28th. It benefits Cleveland Browns Foundation and Greater Cleveland Fisher House. Now, the ride is going to begin at the Southeast Harley-Davidson. It'll end at the Cleveland Browns training facility. Riders will receive complimentary food and beverage and also have the exclusive opportunity to watch the Cleveland Browns private walkthrough practice at the end of the ride. That's on Saturday the 28th. The Cleveland Browns Motorcycle Rally is in association with Great Clips and Quaker Steak and Lube. To find out more or to sign up today, you can visit the outstanding website of your Cleveland Browns, and that, of course, is clevelandbrowns.com. All right, as we get back on Cleveland Browns Daily on this Monday night, I love talking to the gentleman, as I said, who wore number 19 with such tremendous. Well, got to have that too, right? Yeah. That's going back a way and going back a day. And this is brought to you, of course, by Quaker Steak and Lube. This conversation with number 19 from Boardman, Ohio, an area he was around in the last couple of days. As we say hello to Bernie Kosar. How you doing, BK?
I'm doing good. You're right. Spent the last couple of days in Youngstown and actually had a lot of fun. Besides, you know, the memories, getting out there and doing football camps with the kids like that. And, you know, we have so many charity events this time of the year for a lot of great causes, but most of them are golf tournaments.
Right.
You know, and I have one that's the old Youngstown bocce tournament.
Bocce ball.
Bocce ball last night with the Stoops brothers and Coach Tressel and Bo Pelini. It was a lot of fun.
How good is that?
I had about 300 kids out there this morning in the heat. And you're right, if it had been a week ago, it was probably... It was still hot, but boy, give these kids a lot of credit. You know, in a day and age when a lot of people don't want to be up at 8 o'clock in the morning, out in the hot sun running around for 5 or 6 hours like that, these young men and a lot of the coaches and people out giving their time.
Love it.
Loved every second of it. Exactly.
Accountability,
right.
Responsibility about what it means being a good teammate early on, Bernie Kosar. I love that.
You got it.
I love that. All right, let's speaking of that. Now, you and I have had conversations before regarding philosophies and approach of this Browns coaching staff. The additions of Brad Childress, Nolan Cromwell, and Bernie, from talking to them, I was at five of the seven OTAs and mini camps practice-wise. They've dissected, they've evaluated, as Childress said, each and every snap from six different camera looks. They've made their assessments on personnel and about how the offensive system worked. Does all of that, as it's put together, help Pat Shurmur's involvement as a second-year head coach with Childress and Cromwell there having to be a sounding board and with all of the evaluation they've done?
Well, I definitely think it helps. I mean, I played against Nolan Cromwell. He was the a secondary player for the L.A. Rams. And his intelligence, even as a player, was very evident. So him having that secondary defensive perspective and how defenses look at our offense and how receivers need to get open coming against certain secondary coverages, I think will really help some of the younger players and some of the schematic things that you do in your game plans and sometimes in your more crucial kind of niche situations, like fourth and one inside the 10, mm-hmm. third and goals, second and twos, third and twos, coming out from the goal line, midfield, once you cross midfield, how defenses change. Those type of things, getting somewhat of a smart man's defensive perspective on it definitely is going to help. And I think it could help some of the younger guys in how they study to go after and prepare for their individual assignments. And then, you know, it's just a lot on a first-year head coach to be the head coach, the offense coordinator, the play caller. And struggling and leading the league and drop passes from the receiver standpoint. And one of the big things always said about the West Coast offense is the timing and precision that's needed. And that's obviously true. But when you're trying to get that timing and you're trying to get that precision and you're dropping a ball like we did, that really puts you kind of out of whack or behind the eight ball on your down and distance situations, because instead of maybe catching that ball for 5-7 yards and having second and three, you have an incompletion or you have a drop ball and you're second and 10. And it's making first downs and getting that consistency and putting pressure on the defense is some of the big keys in today's NFL. And having an experienced offensive play caller and Brad Childress, who's experienced within the system, and these guys, whether it's Coach Shurmur or Coach Holmgren, they've spent years together, so it's not like there's a learning curve for them on the system nor on their personalities.
Bernie Kosar with his quarterbacking insights from taking many a snap, as we know. My guest on Cleveland Browns Daily tonight. All right, Bernie, you brought up Pat Shurmur. We look to evolve with him as he's now a second-year head coach. With everything you just mentioned regarding Childress and Cromwell, from implementing a game plan to going about how they want to attack an opposition defense and making the adjustments off that, will that increase flexibility, maybe allow Shurmur more time to spend with player development on a young roster that absolutely has to have that? Do you see that as a key?
Well, I don't know if the word key or just, but I do see, would use maybe the word important.
Okay.
You know, because, you know, sometimes when you're really busy and you're having to make the decision on what personnel group to put in the game, what play to call on first and 10, start thinking about, hey, is this play going to be successful? Do I need to get ready? Because it's a running play, anticipating we're going to gain 3 or 4 yards. So the next play is going to be second and 6 or second and 7. What personnel group, again, do I got to have in the wings waiting to go on? Which type of play do I have to be ready to call if the play gains 3 or 4 yards? And then if the play does gain that, hey, you started thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
If the play doesn't gain anything, you got to start a whole new process again. Or if it is a big gainer, you start another process. Well, when someone else is doing that, I think the real it makes this really important is the head coach now is able to kind of sit back, and when he's not directly responsible for the immediate decision, he could be more theoretical and he could be more strategic and opportunistic and looking for the flow of the game and when to pop into the headphones or walk up and say, hey, good time to take a shot right now. Good time to throw a deep ball right now. Hey, guys, be careful. Hold two hands on the ball. They're starting to look like they want to strip the ball out. No mistakes, no turnovers. You're able to look at the secondary coverages and the flow of the game and the other team's sideline to see if there's any peculiar things happening or interesting things happening over there that you could take advantage of. Maybe a guy's limping. Maybe a coach is focused on talking to somebody else over there. Maybe there's some disagreements or noise going on in the defensive huddle. And when you're involved in the actual play calling, getting the right people on the field, being the head coach of the team, it's hard to look at the little nuances or potential opportunities for information around you. And now with the added guys that with experience that he trusts, he has an opportunity to do those things and maybe be more of an opportunist.
Bernie Kosar joins on Cleveland Browns Daily, and as always, we're delighted to have the over-the-top, as I like to call it, because it takes you on the inside with regard to the conversation. So speaking of that inside, BK, you very much were in complete control and the absolute unquestioned leader in your huddle. I've got to tell you this. I asked Brandon Whedon one question at OTAs, not about anything else. I asked him, Brandon, do you have the type of personality that is going to allow you to walk in this huddle immediately, let everybody know it's yours and that it's time to keep your mouth shut, and that you're going to go about making sure that you got everything the way you want it as you get out of that huddle into the line of scrimmage? And he said, yes, I do. He said, I absolutely do. I'll take a lot of input, but I am like that, and that's what I'm about. Do you get that sense about him? And, Bernie, how important is it, as well as just assimilating everything he's going to have thrown at him as a rookie quarterback in this league?
Well, that's definitely one of the more important things. And I wouldn't say it's the most important, because obviously making the plays, making the throws, getting the ball, your offense, your team in the end zone is the more driving forces. But this is definitely a component of it. And look at NFL players, pro players, really analyze that quarterback. And in the heat of battle, under the pressure of getting destroyed by defensive linemen, these guys are looking in your eyes to see how you talk, how you handle yourself, how you conduct yourself. And it's imperative. Even if you are a little scared, it's imperative that you have ultimate confidence, control, and leadership. And it starts by absolutely being a dictator in that huddle. That is not the time for democracy.
No democracies in the huddle. I love that. Well, we'll see if Brandon Whedon is able to.
I've run plays with 10 guys in the huddle.
Yeah.
To prove a point that if someone's going to be mouthy, whiny, selfish, non-teammate, non-part of a one-person family in there, 11-person family, and be as one in there, then they're out of there.
Mm-hmm.
And you get them out, and by taking someone a play away or a playing time away from someone, it proves a point. And I think Brandon learned from a good coach up at Oklahoma State and has the age and experience, which has been talked about. And I think more importantly, he has the confidence in himself. Because you have to have confidence in yourself to pull off some of this leadership stuff. And I think in the early parts, I've seen that.
Yeah, well, me too. And we know you personify that. So that is an absolute key. BK, listen, we appreciate it very, very much. Could go on. And we're going to have to end it right there. But I look forward to seeing you at training camp. And look forward to our next conversation, my friend.
Sounds great. Call anytime.
You got it. That's Bernie Kosar as he joins on this Monday night edition of Cleveland Browns Daily. All right. when we get back, we'll take a look at more of your thoughts, your ideas, your questions on Twitter and on Facebook. That's coming up right around the corner. There's a receiver that a lot of you have in mind that could become available come supplemental draft time. I'll get into that with you because a lot of you have questioned about it. Ask Michael today. Is the Ask Vic segment, and it's coming up next. Hang on, right around the corner on this Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily.
We'll be back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Save on hundreds of pre-owned vehicles, like 0.9% financing on Liberty's certified Fords. That's 0.9%, plus a 7-year, 100,000-mile warranty, multi-point inspection, and more. Huge selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Fight Nights are back at Quaker Steak and Lube. Every Wednesday at Quaker Steak and Lube at Valley View and Vermilion. Every Thursday in Sheffield, Mentor, and Austintown. And every Monday in Boardman. Join us each week for great music, events, and prize giveaways. Check out the Lube on Facebook for updates, specials, and events each week. Or check us out on the web at thelube.com.
Browns fans unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
This is Jim Swayze. If you notice your kid's appetite gets bigger during the summer, do what Jenny and I do. Hide the remote control, put the Twinkies on the back shelf, and take them to the bookshelf. Half Price Books has one of the largest selections of kids' books in town, and it's sure to satisfy even the pickiest appetite. Our kids feed their brains on picture books, pop-ups, activity books, books for their summer reading lists, even kids' cookbooks, and we find it all at Half Price Books. Don't forget to check out the Half Price Books Feed Your Brain summer reading program that lets kids ages 14 and under set a summer reading goal and earn back to school bucks. Find out details at hpb.com or at your local Half Price bookstore. A summer full of reading and a store full of books? Come on, let them grab a bite to read with the Feed Your Brain program at Half Price Books. In North Olmsted, Mayfield Heights, Mentor, and Rocky River. Find out more at hpb.com.
The Chrysler Town and Country event is happening right now at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford. The Roadman Kenny Rhoda here, and the new 2012 Town and Country Touring can be yours right now for only $26,230 or lease one for just $249 a month. But you have to hurry. They only have 12 left on the lot at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge in Bedford, 123 Broadway Avenue on the Bedford Auto Mile. If a Chrysler 200 is the one you want, then come get a new 2012. That's right, buy a Chrysler 200 right now for $25,340 or lease it with no money down for just $289 a month. I've driven the Chrysler 200. It rocks. Or how about a 2012 Jeep Patriot Latitude? Buy it for just $22,735. Maybe you want to lease it instead. No problem. It's just $279 a month with no money down. These great deals won't last long at Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge. So what are you waiting for? Get on out to 123 Broadway Avenue in Bedford and get one before they're gone. Save big. Save now. Call 440-232-2121 for more details and tell them the Roadman sent you to Ganley Chrysler Jeep and Dodge.
It's now your
your chance to ask Michael. We miss Vic, but we're asking the right guy. On Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, this segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
I could, if need to, go get a lifeline for Vic Carucci, because I know that he is, as I said, basking in the glow of the early July heat somewhere in a tropical paradise. Vic Carucci enjoying a couple of weeks of vacation and just absolutely thrilled to be with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily. All right, David DiNatale mentioned that we are diving into the Ask Vic segment on Twitter and on Facebook, and there is one question that absolutely dominates today. I mean, it's not even in the same football stadium with everything else. So, on Twitter, Kevin, Ryan, David, Ian, number one Browns fan, Brian, and Jake, they've got one name on their mind. The name is Josh Gordon. Now, for those of you that present, Josh Gordon, who are you talking about? I'm not sure I know about him. He's a young man that's a 6'4", 225-pound wide receiver that consistently runs in the 4.4s. A lot of speed, obviously the size that could get outside the numbers and do damage. But here's the problem. He's going into the supplemental draft. Why? Because he started his career at Baylor, right, with the Baylor Bears, and ran afoul of team rules, got himself into some trouble legally, and got kicked off the football team. This is in 2010, early in the year. He decides to transfer to Utah to go play for the Utes in 2011. So he gets into Salt Lake City, and then I don't know. I haven't been able to determine. He quit the football team early in this past football season. So he's kicked off the Baylor squad for, again, issues legally that got him expelled from the team. Then he transfers to Utah and leaves there and to, we're assuming, be able to enter the supplemental draft. So the question, the Cleveland Browns, do they have any designs on them? Seven of you have tweeted, and as I said, it dominates today in the Ask Vic segment. Guys, I got to tell you, I don't think so. I really don't see it happening. There is probably just too much of a questionable checkered past. You have to understand, again, he hasn't played football in 2 years. He seems to have all of the necessary skills physically to come into the National Football League. But here's the thing, too. He was projected, I think it was, the NFL, as they do their evaluations, he was projected as a second-round pick. Again, 6'4", 230, terrific size, can challenge cornerbacks and kind of maneuver cornerbacks. But again, the problem, nobody's seen a lot of them. So do the Cleveland Browns take a flyer? I would have to say no. I can't see it happening. And again, if it did, it would be a pretty much of a monumental surprise to me. And as you know, the one thing that Tom Heckert and Mike Holmgren above him, and even Pat Shurmur, they believe that their wide receiving core is going to gain from, be more productive, and be more viable in this offense because of the change at quarterback. So we'll find out if they are on the right road. I am interested in certainly seeing how Greg Little comes and takes that next step into his second year. Mohamed Massaquah is the big question and the guy that I think is a linchpin here. Can Massaquah prove once and for all that he belongs and deserves to be in the National Football League as a receiver that's going to give you something? Catches and hopefully a few touchdowns. Can he do that? He's going to get the opportunity, given he stays healthy. Jordan Norwood and the young man that was the teammate of Brandon Wheaton, Josh Cooper, I think are going to be the slot guys along with Travis Benjamin. We'll see where Joshua Cribbs factors into all of this. And then, of course, Carlton Mitchell. does he get the opportunity to flash his size and speed and show that he belongs in a National Football League? So I would say no to Josh Gordon, but of course, very intriguing. Very intriguing. And to all seven of you who tweeted about that, very good stuff. It's coming up, I think it's Thursday, I believe. I think Thursday, yeah, is the supplemental draft this year. All right, I'm going to time for one other real quick on Twitter that we've had come in today. And this one comes from, I had it here a moment ago. This one comes from Super Bowl Browns. Question, Whedon Wallace and Thaddeus Lewis or Whedon McCoy and Thaddeus Lewis? And do we get a fifth or sixth for number 12, meaning Colt McCoy? Super Bowl Browns, and let's hope you're right on time with that, somewhere in the not-too-distant future. I really believe that Colt McCoy is going to be wearing another uniform by the time that the preseason rolls around. And if not then the regular season. I personally would believe that Colt McCoy could function and could exist with Brandon Whedon and be ready to go as a capable backup who's made 21 starts in this league. I think, though, that all signs point otherwise, that the Browns would prefer that Seneca Wallace be the backup to Brandon Whedon, and that Thaddeus Lewis is kept as the third developmental quarterback. I know that's going to, in 2 weeks, it's going to bring a lot of hand wringing, and there's going, I know a lot of you are going to be on both sides of the fence. Again, I would prefer to see McCoy in the backup role as someone who has been familiar with this system, although Seneca Wallace has as well, as we know. But again, I see McCoy more than likely in another uniform playing for another NFL football team and competing to be a backup in this 2012 season. I appreciate all of you who have tweeted. Hey, we're only at halftime of Cleveland Browns Daily on this Monday night. Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci. Don't go away. When we get back, it's time to find out what's going on in the always working mind of Dennis Mataloff, a terrific Browns follower on the media side and someone that has been around this city watching Cleveland Browns football and reporting on it at the Cleveland Play Dealer for a long time. We'll speak with Dennis Mataloff. Still a lot more to go. This is Cleveland Browns Daily. Regai in for Carucci on a Monday night with training camp people. Training camp, literally 2 weeks away to begin this 2012 Browns season.
We'll be back with Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's Summer Sales Event. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,750 cash back on Escape. That's 0 for 60 plus $1,750 in rebate. Or lease one for as low as $179 a month with Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade. The Liberty experience can't be beat during the Summer Sales Event.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion Stone.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Raise your flag to the red, white, and lubalicious with our summertime flavors. Try our new Backfire Boom Boom Shrimp, Chop Chop Lube Cop, Steak and Blue Salads, or our Baja Chicken Wrap.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is your captain speaking. I'm turning off the seatbelt sign and inviting you to stand up, assemble a team of 20, and pull a Boeing 737 12 feet down the runway. It's for the third annual plane pull at Cleveland Hopkins International Airport on July 14th. There will be prizes, entertainment, and all proceeds will go to Special Olympics Ohio. So, register your team at clevelandairport.com. That's it. I'll turn on the Hope You're Real Strong sign. Let's do this sign.
CLE, it's time to start going places.
Another life changed at the Spine and Orthopedic Institute at St. Vincent Charity Medical Center.
I had an accident with a horse. I couldn't take two, three steps without the tears coming to my eyes. I needed an orthopedic doctor, a real good one. We have one of the better ones here, and his name is Dr. Kepler. He saved me. After the surgery, I have no pain. I can walk. I can ride a horse.
Call 877-98-SPINE or go to stvincentcharity.com to find out more.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR, with your host this week, Michael Regatt. In for the vacationee to Vic Carucci. All right, we've tried to give you some kind of feel, and we do that a lot in front of this very microphone, why my excitement level and my expectation level has surged. Definitely surged over the course of the last couple of years about why I feel that the turn has taken place and this Browns organization is headed in the right direction. And I know many, many of you would love that to be reality. Browns fans, unite. It's flexible three-game ticket plans for you starting at just $99. Now, you cannot beat that kind of NFL deal with your Cleveland Browns because you decide the Browns games plan. Choosing the biggest names and the biggest games while you save over single game ticket prices. Make sure you visit clevelandbrowns.com, that terrific website of the team, clevelandbrowns.com, or call them 440-824-3434. Do it today. Always love to take the temperature of many of our local media brethren that cover the Cleveland Browns on a regular basis, and one of those being a gentleman that I know you're all very familiar with. He does an outstanding job, the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and at Cleveland.com, long time writer here in town, Dennis Maniloff. D-Man, how you feeling? How are you?
Pretty good, Rick. Thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. Welcome to Cleveland Browns Daily. Dennis, I want to start, and you and I talk a lot. I want to make that perfectly clear to everybody that Dennis and I often share ideas and theories and philosophies. And Dennis, one of those that we've talked about before we get into playing personnel is people ask me, Reg, why are you enthused? Why are you excited about the Browns this year? And for what, to me, Dennis, it starts with the coaching staff additions and the philosophies and the approach. How do you feel about Pat Shurmur, especially on the offensive side of the football, getting help and a lot of it from Brad Childress and Nolan Cromwell with dissecting everything, setting up game plans, and making this offense more productive?
Greg, if you're a Browns fan, you have to be optimistic that Shurmur is going to be better, for several reasons. Number one, another year in the books, his rookie year is over. He's had a chance to learn from his mistakes as a head coach and also as an OC. But you touched on it, the Childress, just a huge addition, an offensive mind. You could see it when you were out there at camp. Yeah, this guy, his wheels are turning. You know there's going to be ingenuity with this offense that wasn't there this past year, and Shurmur will have a chance to, lean on Childress, and they'll be able to interact, and then obviously you throw Cromwell in there as well. It can't do anything but benefit the Cleveland Browns in terms of offensive flow, offensive, schemes, just the way they're going to run the thing. It has to be smoother than it was this past year.
Dennis and I were among all the media that had a chance to be out of minicamps and OTAs in May and early June. And Dennis, we saw not only the increased flexibility that it might allow Pat Shurmur to spend more time with player development, but we saw a lot of right there on the spot teaching going on. And if it took a minute or two to drive a point home, I like the fact that Childress and Cromwell were in people's ears all the time. And I think they've just dissected this offense every way imaginable and realized what their shortcomings were and are going to go about trying to find a way to fix it.
No question. And And you have to, if you're Childress, you got to be excited about this young crop that is in front of you, you know, specifically Brandon Wheaton and all that Trent Richardson can bring to the table. Travis Benjamin and his speed. I mean, we were watching just in that rookie minicamp break, you know, the extended handoff, you know, the little swing pass that I think will now become a part of the Cleveland Browns offense because you have the weapons to execute it. And you've got, you know, fake reverses in there that are, and those aren't even gimmicks. Those are legitimate plays. I mean, having guys like Benjamin on a fake reverse or in motion and having Cribsy involved and having Richardson, you have speed, you have elusiveness now on offense that you didn't have in previous years, and you have a guy in Childress who knows how to utilize those weapons.
Dennis Medeloff joins us on Cleveland Browns Daily. There's some interesting battles going to be going on, and before I get to Brandon Wheaton, because I do want your thoughts on him, Dennis, the running back battles behind Trent Richardson could be very intriguing. You've got guys that bring different elements to the offensive game, but when all the preseason dust finally settles, do you see the Browns hanging on to all three of Montario Hardesty and Brandon Jackson and Chris Obanaya, and which one will play more of the larger role in your mind behind Trent Richardson?
I don't see how it's possible to hold on to all of them, Rex. You know, it just doesn't seem possible in a numbers game. But all the guys you mentioned behind Richardson, don't laugh at me here. I believe in Hardesty. Okay, I think he is going to come back. He's got a chip on his shoulder about the size of Montana, you know, because nobody thinks he can do it, and, you know, because he's injury prone and all this other stuff. I don't believe Tom Hecker drafted him where he did, thinking that this guy couldn't play. Obviously, there's talent there. And I think Hardesty is motivated, and he will be a guy who will surprise people this year. Again, you obviously have the concern with injuries. You wonder why he gets hurt. But I think he'll be back, and he will be a pleasant surprise.
Dennis, not only am I not going to laugh at you, I'm going to enhance what you said. I feel the very, very same way. Now, of course, good health starts at the beginning of that. But, you know, this guy was, during a healthy final year at Tennessee, an explosive back that could stick that foot in the ground and turn up field, 1,300 yards, 14 touchdowns. So I know Tom Heckert is looking to hear that. I do like, though, the fact that Brandon Jackson, who had the the very debilitating injury a year ago, we didn't see him all year long. Jackson's the guy that can give you that presence and make it catches out of the backfield, was a 700-yard guy himself in 2010 in Green Bay. Did you know much about Brandon Jackson, or were you aware of all of his capabilities and why he was so intriguing for Tom Hecker to sign as a free agent?
Quite honestly, I did not, Rex. You know, it just was a matter of watching him and listening, to what people had to say, what the analysts said, and reading about him. So, but he was relatively new. I mean, I was familiar with the name. I just wasn't familiar with the game. And you're right. I mean, there's intriguing possibilities all over the board, especially in the running game, as long as these guys stay healthy.
Dennis Medeloff, our guest on Cleveland Browns Daily. Great to have Dennis. You read him in the Cleveland Plain Dealer, of course. Dennis, I know how much of an admirer you are of Brandon Wheaton, as am I. What makes you feel so good? I want to give you the opportunity to impart your feelings. What makes you feel so good and so confident that Wheaton can come in, assimilate to everything that a rookie has to in the NFL, and make this offense one that is certainly more viable than what we've seen the last couple of years?
All right, this starts with the physical tools, the tangibles. You know, I watched this guy for 2 years at Oklahoma State. What attracted me was the gun, you know, the big arm and the accuracy. To me, it's a lethal blend. I mean, when you can throw the ball down the field, when you can power the ball down the field and outside the numbers with accuracy, that is, you know, that's critical. And he's able to do that, and that's what I think will make him a good professional player. If he's able to fit the ball into tight windows and he's able to anticipate breaks, he throws the ball before the receiver's made his turn, and he puts the ball where it needs to be caught. He doesn't put it on your hip. He doesn't put it on your knee. He doesn't throw it 2 feet over your head. He puts it in that little postage stamp right off the, you know, the chin strap where the receiver can make the hand catch and take off. So I love the physical tools. And then when you listen to him and you, you know, you saw him on the Gruden show and all that stuff, and you hear him in interviews, he's obviously an intelligent guy. He's very savvy when it comes to the game. He understands the game. And you could see the wheels spinning with him and Shurmur and Childress, you know, picking up the playbook. And I don't believe that he's going to have that much difficulty making the transition from the spread, you know, to the West Coast or North Coast, if you will. I think there will be growing pains. You know, even the most ardent Whedon supporters say there will be growing pains. He's going to throw picks. He's going to make mistakes and make you go, you know, what was going on there? But that's part of the rookie indoctrination into this league. If you're willing to be patient, I think what comes out of the growing pains is a very viable NFL quarterback.
I think we all agree it's going to be a very fascinating watch with Brandon Whedon. Dennis Mataloff for the Cleveland Plain Dealer with us on Cleveland Browns Daily. We know where all the fears are with Browns Nation, Dennis, all over the world. We know that it lies in that receiving core. You just brought up some very spot-on reasons why the receiving core could be made to succeed by a quarterback. Do you see their improvement, though, going hand-in-hand with what we've already talked about? The receivers, now I'm speaking of, hand-in-hand with Brad Childress, Nolan Cromwell, Pat Shurmur, along with a quarterback that has an opportunity to do special things. Should all of that go hand-in-hand with making this receiving core NFL-ready?
No question, Rick. I believe in Chili's mind, and I believe in Whedon's arm, and I think that combination will put these receivers in positions to succeed. Now, are they the greatest receiving core in the history of the world? No. Okay, but I think there's a lot of room for growth. I mean, you look at Greg Little. He caught 61 balls?
Yes,
I believe,
correct. And, 61, yeah.
And he did it with, you know, with erratic quarterback play for the most part.
Yes.
And he was himself learning and going through the ups and downs of a rookie campaign. So I look for better things from Little. And you know me, Regs, the guy that I believe is going to emerge in this offense with Brandon Whedon is Josh Cribbs.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I can't tell you enough. I just have it in my gut that Cribbs is going to have a breakout year for any number of reasons. This guy still has ability. He still is a game breaker. He was the second leading receiver on the team, again, with erratic quarterback play. And I take you back to the last game of the regular season last year against the Steelers. Who was the best receiver on the field for either team?
Cripps had a special day. He was very good that day, very productive, yeah.
I think he had 7 or 8 catches.
Seven.
He could have had 10 if Wallace hadn't underthrown him a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Josh Cribbs can play in position. The key is he motivated to do it? And does he have the right, you know, instruction? Does he have the right coaching? And does he have the right quarterback? And I think that's all in place this year for Cribbs to, you know, succeed. So I think they'll get a bonus out of Cribbs. They'll get better from, you know, from Greg Little. And I guess Massaquah, you know, is okay. I mean, I hope he is. I think he can be viable. And of course, Benjamin with that ridiculous speed that he has. I'm not saying again that overnight this is going to be, you know, some incredible
Understood.
Attack.
Yeah.
But I think they have the ingredients to be a fun team to watch, even if you have to endure some of the growing pains.
He paints a very positive picture. I echo just about everything he said.
I'm not trying to drink the Kool-Aid here.
No, I know you don't. I know you don't.
When you're positive about the Browns, you're automatically accused of drinking the Kool-Aid. And I'm just trying to look at it objectively. I mean, you agree with me about Cribbs, right?
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah. I still think I want to see him, his main thrust be to return, hopefully, to more of a dynamic special teams force. But there are ways to integrate him into the pass game. Although I will say, Dennis, if Jordan Norwood and or Josh Cooper, Brandon Whedon's teammate at Oklahoma State, if both of them come to the forefront along with, as you mentioned, Travis Benjamin, that might delegate Cribbs a little bit more leaning toward the special team side, if you follow me there.
I do, but I'm one of those who, if I believe that Cribbs is going to be a good receiver, I want him to focus on receiving, which means that I actually hope that his specialty in his return game is lessened, and I think that could happen with the emergence of Buster Screen
yes.
and Travis Benjamin. I think it's possible if Cribbs is on board with trying to be the best receiver he can be, I think you now have two guys, there could be more, but two guys mm-hmm. in Screen and Benjamin who can handle those duties and take some of the pressure off Cribbs and try to relieve him of the gunnership, which I know is, you know, an important part of special teams, but I would love for those guys to be able to sit down with Josh Cribbs and say, man, you can really be a weapon in our offense if you put your mind to it.
All of that will be given opportunity, no question about it. Dennis Manilow, I always love our conversations. I look forward to seeing you in virtually a couple of weeks when the pads and helmets get put on and training camp opens. So, D-Man, until then, be well. Thanks for all the insights, and I look forward to speaking to you again real soon.
Rafe, thanks, and I'm honored to be carrying the bags of the great Mary Kay Cabot and Tom Reed, but I will hopefully see you out there soon.
No question about that. Dennis Manilow, everybody, from the Cleveland Plain Dealer, and catch him on Cleveland.com. Always love Dennis's insights right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. All right, now when we get back, you have loaded up today. I mean, you're all over Twitter. You're all over Facebook. When Cleveland Browns Daily returns, we'll dive in, get into some of your thoughts and questions. I can't wait. Because that means I'm interacting with you right here on Cleveland Browns Daily. Don't go away.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for only $199 a month. That's right, $199 a month. Or get 0% financing for 60 months. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty, Ben Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
At Biljack, we know your dog is an important member of your family. Since 1947, we've been committed to providing only the highest quality nutrition and the absolute best-tasting dog food. Biljack is a proud partner of the Cleveland Browns, the biggest dogs in town. And like the Browns, Biljack is a hometown favorite made right here in Medina, Ohio. So pick up a bag of Biljack frozen dog food today. Biljack will make a visible difference in your dog's appearance, and your dog will love the taste, guaranteed. Available at your local Discount Drug Mart.
Browns fans, unite. Get your flexible three-game ticket plan now. Choose three Cleveland Browns home games starting at just $99. Three-game ticket plans get you the Eagles home opener or a division rival Bengals or Steelers game, plus any other two great matchups. Enjoy the biggest names and biggest games while experiencing great benefits and significant savings over single-game ticket prices. Browns representatives are standing by at clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434. That's 440-824-3434.
Hi, Gang Riz here, and Russo Rosalina & Company is the official law firm of the Really Big Show. Family-owned and operated, and I'll tell you what, they are Clevelanders. General practice law firm, and they have provided legal service to over 100,000 Ohio residents for 32 years. Two locations, Richmond Town Square and Parmatown. Probate business, injuries, problems at home, wills, go to rrlpa.com. That's rrlpa.com, Russo Rosalina. Selena.
Summer has arrived, and so have the hottest deals of the year during Liberty's summer sales event. Pick between a new Focus or Fusion and leave $169 a month or get 0% for 60 months plus $1,750 cash back on Fusion. With Ohio's largest selection, guaranteed financing, and top dollar for your trade, the Liberty experience can't be beat during the summer sales event.
Liberty, Ben Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
It's your last chance, at least of the day, to ask Michael, driven by Liberty Ford on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford right here on KNR.
Oh, David DiNatale, what a quick hour this has been, and one that provided a lot of fun, a lot of conversation. And I want to thank Bernie Kosar, our quarterback here from Boardman, Ohio, Dennis Manilow for the Cleveland Play Dealer, Drew Boatner, who did an outstanding job, the coordinating producer, Danielle Lavelli, Miss Lavelli, always on top of everything, and for the show producer, none of it could have happened without big fella, Dave DiNatale. Appreciate you guys being a part of it. We'll do it again on Tuesday night. Michael Regai in for the vacationing of Vic Carucci all week long. Have yourself a terrific night, everybody. Remember, when we talk tomorrow, we're only 2 weeks away, from the Browns reconvening in Berea for the start of this 2012 football season. I'll see you tomorrow night for Vic Carucci, Michael Regai on Cleveland Browns Daily. So long, everybody.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.